felt like OTAs.
Yeah, you know, probably, but it is what it is. And last year were the rules that there were last year. And, you know, things change in this league, and, for better or for worse. You know, just live by the rules that you play by.
That maybe you could play toward the end of the year.
Is that fair? It really doesn't matter at this point. What happened last year, obviously, you know, getting hurt, things happen. And, you know, we're just moving on. Just excited about getting that done for this year.
In terms of how different this offseason is, I apologize if you've answered this already, but without Matt being here, a mainstay that you played with year in and year out, how's this different for you so far?
It's different in the sense that he's not here, but you know, it's the NFL. Things change, people change, coaches change, rules change. I've been in this league a long time, and a lot of guys in that locker room have been also. So, you know, we play with the guys that are on the field, whether they retire, go to another team, get hurt. Doesn't matter. You know, we got to play with the guys we got and build something around that.
There was a possibility you were going to be driving into a different place this time of year. At this point, how nice was it? How nice is it?
Oh, it's great. You know, I mean, I didn't want to go anywhere else. And thank goodness it did work out. It was probably more of a pain moving the whole family and getting all that stuff squared away. But to be able to play here, hopefully for a little bit more, and then, in my career here, it's a good feeling. So, you know, this is where I want to be. This is what I know. And just excited to play this year.
Well, looking at, they've added more pieces to the offense. I mean, the offense was great last year, but you guys looked upon it as wanting to improve and needing to improve.
Well, I mean, you got to. If you're going to stay still, you know, everybody else around you is just going to get better. And, you know, all 32 teams right now, the 31 other teams, we're at the same point. And it's just how hard we work now. That's going to really determine how we do this year. So if we come in and say, think we got all the answers, you know, that's not the right approach. We might as well just come in, try and learn it as a rookie, and just go out there and work as hard as we can.
The chemistry you have with Tom, is that something that instantly, or is that something that came?
I think it's something that we felt comfortable with early on, but you know, I think our chemistry has just grown over the years, and that just takes time. You know, I think if you feel comfortable with someone, but you know, I don't think we ever feel satisfied or take steps for granted or you know, really do anything like that. So it's just about you know, coming in and just. Letting everything grow.
This is after his wife's butt. You're the butt he first.
I appreciate it. You know, I appreciate it. So.
Say you don't want to take things for granted. We've always presumed you're the starter.
I think there's always competition. You know, I think the approach every year. You know, they're always coming in, guys coming in and trying to take your job. And you know, my approach this year is not going to be any different from last year. You know, no one's job safe on this team. And, you know, maybe minus 12, but you know, you never know around here. So, you know, you just got to go out and compete and work hard. Show the coaches that you can be reliable and dependable, and they know that you know what to do. Be in the right spot and just go. But you know, there's always competition, and you know that's what the coaches stress to us, and you know everybody coming in. That's what we're told.
How is the leg? How are you?
No, I don't feel it anymore. I don't think I have a leg anymore.
Do you miss light yet?
No, I talked to him this morning or you know yesterday, so no, we're good.
He didn't go away.
He never goes away. He's always around.
Can't have a repeat question here, but surprised, glad to be back, and just kind of.
I'm really grateful to be back, and you know, just to be able to play here, any of these coaches under this team, and you know, this is what I know. I didn't want to go anywhere, and just thank goodness it worked out that I got the opportunity to come back.
I understand the injury had caused, wasn't the debilitating to the point where it was career-threatening, but sometimes when you have a break like that, it makes people sit back and pause and take stock of where they're at. Any consideration towards doing and have had a good career and et cetera?
I don't...
Appreciate it.
No, not yet. You know, I don't want to go out like that. You know, I still got a lot of tread left on these tires, especially taking last year off. You know, sort of got a chance to rejuvenate and get some things back, so I'm good to go.
You were always a hungry player, but taking last year off, did it make you more hungry?
You know, it's tough. It makes you appreciate things a lot more, and especially sitting around watching. You know, you put everything into the off season, and just to sit around and watch, it makes you have a greater appreciation for your job and being around the guys and go out there and play for one another. So it's good to be back.
Do you feel like you're healthy again? All systems go for you? No problem?
I'm good to go. Yep.
Anything non-football interesting happening in the off season for you?
Let's see. We went to Disney World. That was exciting.
Best ride.
Peter Pan. You know, Peter Pan's a good one. It's an oldie, but a goodie.
It's not a Space Mountain guy.
I went on that. You know, this is my wife took the kids, and I went on that. But yeah, Space Mountain's it's dark in there. It's not. It's quick. So it was cool, but. Peter Pan, there's a couple other good ones. There's one good one.
Fantasyland.
Yeah, Fantasyland, Stories.
Small World.
Oh, yeah, there's a good ride. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's this offensive line going to be like without Matt White?
Well, I'm trying to think of a wiser remark, but I don't know, probably less funny, you know, maybe something like that. But you know, we play with the guys that we got. We got a good group, and everybody's out there working hard, and that's all you can ask for.
How do you feel about Nate's growth and his ability to really step in now and start to fill the void, I guess?
Nate's a guy that's always worked hard since he came in here day one, and this year is no different. You know, he's just got to continue to grow as a player and study and do all the things that he's done to this point, and just keep chugging along.
Aside from the on-the-field pranks and stuff like that, on the field, what do you think you guys will miss about Matt Light and his presence out there?
Well, Matt was just a great player. You know, you knew exactly what you were going to get out of him. He knew where he needed to be. He's very reliable, tough, and he's just one of those guys that don't come around very often. So when he does, you just got to appreciate him. And I'm just thankful that I got to play with him and get a chance to get to know him, become a friend, because he's a special guy and a special player.
What is it about the team that makes you want to come back, about the system, the coach, you know, to play here as long as you can?
You got the opportunity to win. You know, it's not an easy place to play, but if you do your job and you're where you're supposed to be and just go out there and give everything you have, you know, they really can't ask much more of you, and you got an opportunity to win, and it's all about winning.
Yeah, did you learn a lot from... How much more are you looking forward to getting that opportunity to go and win another season?
I'm just excited to get the opportunity to play. However everything falls, you know, I'm just going to come out here and do everything I can to get better as a player and help this team in any way possible.
Yeah, did you think you saw a lot more? Did you learn a lot more by sitting and watching?
I don't know about learning a lot more. I mean, I probably learned a little bit more about myself.
In what way?
It's just tough to sit around and, you know, watch it. But, you know, you got to be, you know, mentally strong enough to probably handle that and say, all right, you know, injuries happen, and, you know, you just got to move on from that. But it's just tough to sit there and watch.
Would you go to the meetings after games and stuff and watch game film with you?
I wasn't in too many meetings at that point.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
All right.